Yes, Gabriella. You may be excused from the table.
I'll bet she'd like to see the fountain in your backyard, Lenny.
It's more of a bird bath, but it's pretty nice. Come on, I'll go with you.
Okay.
Thank you for having us here, Trevor. And thank you, Anakat, for making dinner. I am way too nervous to cook.
Dude, it's gonna be okay.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one testifying against Vance Little.
Look, you go in, tell them what you saw about this two sets of books, and it'll be over. My little birdies downtown told me the DA's office believes with your testimony, and it'll be a slam dunk.
I have missed a slam dunk before, bro.
Not in the state championship, you didn't.
You do? Does everybody remember that? That was a long time ago.
Nobody in this town's gonna forget you guys winning that game.
And that is the point, man. I didn't do it by myself. Yeah, I had a good game, but that was a team win. And this, I'm doing by myself.
First of all, you have us on your team. I'll be your point guard.
No offense, bro. You tip your crossovers.
No, I don't. And anyway, you've done something much harder than this by yourself. Raising Gabriella.
That's true. Not a lot of guys would have stepped up like you did.
I couldn't let her just go in the system. I mean, I am her father. I would have been there all along if Carrie had just told me.
Oh, guys, I couldn't stop them. Ow!
Lenny, are you bleeding?
Sit down.
Lenny, what's wrong?
They overpowered me before I can get my taser out. I'm sorry, Hector.
About what?
They kidnapped Gabriella.
My Amazing Woman, starring Lena Garcia and AJ Cruz.
Ow. That hurts as much as the whack in the head did.
I had to clean out the wound, Lenny.
Any idea who they were or what they look like?
It all happened so fast.
That's my phone. It's Little. He took her.
His goons, more likely.
He says if I don't testify tomorrow, he'll give her back. And if I do testify, she's...
I think I need to lie down. I'm going to go home.
Let me walk you over. You may have had a concussion. Can Kelly keep you awake?
When doesn't she?
Let me call the police and get them started looking for her.
No police, bro. He said not to call the police. He said they'll know.
How?
How did they know we were here?
Point. So, are you going to skip testifying?
No. There's no guarantee that he'll give her back. Dude, we have to find her.
Us? Like, me and you?
Yeah, man. You're smart. You can do it.
We really should call the police.
I'm not taking that chance. If you won't help me, I'll do it by myself.
Do what by yourself?
Honey, he wants me to help him find Gabriella.
Why not call the police?
They said they'd hurt her.
Okay. Maybe me and my friends can help.
No. We don't need to put anyone else in danger. You saw what happened to Mr. Watkins.
Don't ask your friends, honey. I'll go with you, Hector. I said I'd be your point guard, and I meant it. We'll go to Arch's house and ask him what he knows about Vance Little.
Let me go start my car.
Trevor, we can...
Honey, it'll be okay. Just let me handle it. I love you.
I love you too. Be careful.
Here's your redacted dossier on Vance Little, Anakat. Are you sure you don't want me to do anything more?
No. I don't want you to get in trouble with Wales, Diana. Doing anything with this would be way out of bounds.
I know, but I think I'll keep an eye on the situation, just in case.
Agent? What a surprise.
I was just leaving.
Are you all right, Anna Banana?
No. It's frustrating. I could be flying over the city, listening for Gabriella.
So why aren't you?
Trevor asked me not to.
What Drippy doesn't know won't hurt him.
I'm pretty sure people will see us flying over the city.
No, they won't. Remember our little dragon hunt?
Oh, that's right. You can turn us invisible.
And inaudible, except to each other.
I'd forgotten about Soledad's trick.
I prefer to think of it as my trick.
I'd like to tag along after Trevor and Hector and see what they find out.
And keep them from getting shot.
That too.
Let's go.
Trevor? Hector? What are you two doing here?
I'm sorry, Arch, but we need your help.
Help with what?
Gabriella's been taken and we're trying to find out where she is.
How can I help?
Has the firm ever represented anyone affiliated with Vance Little?
The gangster?
The same. We're looking for a name or an address or something.
Let me think. I don't believe we've had any criminal cases involving him.
Archie, who's at the door?
Sorry, I didn't know you had company.
Is that Trevor? Well, what brings you two fine gentlemen by this time of the evening?
They're trying to find an associate of Vance Little. He's kidnapped Hector's daughter.
Oh, dear. I can help you with that. I worked with a guy that also worked with Little for a time. His name is Jamal Sutton. Trevor, I'll text you my contact information for him. I do hope you find that little girl. As much as it pains me to say, shouldn't you call the police?
We really can't, ma'am.
Sorry I couldn't have been more help.
This is good, Arch. Thanks. And...
Yes?
It's been an honor working for you.
I don't like the sound of that.
But I do like what Liz Featherstone is wearing. Maybe it's time I reevaluate my relationship with her.
Come on, they're leaving.
Give me your key, Fob. I'm driving.
What?
I mean, you were speeding, you ran a red light, and you nearly hit a parked car. Give me the fob.
Fine. I almost wish I had taken over my father's convenience store like he wanted.
But dude, you love accounting.
Yeah, but you don't have gangsters kidnap your daughter running a register.
True, but how many times did your dad get held up in high school?
High school? None. Junior high? 4.
Right. Why not in high school, though?
Basketball, bro. Even crooks want to win. Do you ever wish you'd gone to work with your father?
No. I love driving cars, but I'll leave it to him to fix them. It's better for everyone involved.
Yeah. I've seen you trying to work something mechanical.
Hey, anyone can get their tie caught in their pull-in windows.
Anyone named Trevor.
Oh, ring the doorbell already.
Maddie!
I was able to push it.
I thought you did push it.
May I help you?
Hi, my name is Trevor Waring. I'm an attorney. I was told you might be able to tell us where we could find Vance Little.
Man, I'm not about that life anymore. I have a kid.
So do I. Vance has mine.
That's not my... Hey, aren't you Hector Cabrera?
He is.
See, that's why I don't mess with Vance anymore. He's got no rules. Everybody know Hector Cabrera is off limits. You wouldn't see Felix Torres going after you.
Well, Vance has gone after my daughter, and I need to get her back.
Like I said, I haven't run with him for a while, but his guys like to party at Diamond Little's.
The gentlemen's club?
The guys that go there are not gentlemen.
Look for a short little weasel named Vince Chapman. He'll be standing on a table, throwing money around. That's all I got. Good night.
Come on now!
I think that's our guy.
What gave it away? The wad of cash or that he barely comes to the dancer's ribcage?
So, how are we going to do this?
We'll just talk to him.
Because gangsters are known to be cooperative and reasonable.
Do you have a different idea?
Yeah.
One that won't get us arrested and me lose my license?
No.
Come on.
Couldn't you keep the amulet from having people bump into us?
I am a little, but I think the guys would notice a 3-meter-wide empty space trailing behind them.
You have a point.
Hey, are you Vince Chapman?
Who wants to know?
My name is Waring. I'm an attorney. A lawyer.
I know what an attorney is. Do you think I'm stupid?
No. Sorry.
You are definitely one sorry soul.
Why do you say that?
Because you didn't think I would recognize Hector. You need to stop looking for his kid and start looking for some place to be tomorrow other than the courtroom, where I'm gonna forget that I'm not supposed to just plug.
Wait, why aren't you supposed to plug me?
The boss says he still needs you to do his real books, so just do me a favor and disappear.
Why you?
Good job stopping the bullet.
Everyone's storming out of the club.
Where's Hector?
I see him. I'm right behind him. He's headed for the front exit. Where's Trevor?
He's going out the side. I'll follow him. You stay with Hector.
Outside.
Trevor is walking around front to where you are. He seems fine.
Hector looks okay, too. But I don't see that little man, though. Let me look.
Hey!
Amazing Grace! Someone grabbed Hector.
Annie!
Gabriella?
No, honey, we haven't found her yet. I'm all right, but now someone has snatched Hector.
I know.
What?
I said, oh no.
I don't know what to do. I know I should have let you and the Liberty Guild help, but Hector's my friend, and I didn't want to let him down. I'm sorry.
I understand, dear. I'll see if I can track down Hector and Gabriella. You just come on back to the house.
I don't deserve you.
I know. But I'm glad you got me anyway.
Hey, that's that Vince guy. I might find Gabriella yet. I'm gonna follow him. I love you.
Trevor!
Maddie, Trevor is going after...
That odd little man, yes, I know. Trevor has gotten into Hector's car and is driving off. I'd better go too. Have you grabbed Hector back yet?
Not yet. I'm following them to see if they'll lead me to Gabriella as well. I'll check back in with you. Keep Trevor safe.
If you insist...
So glad you could make it, Mr. Cabrera.
Like I had a choice.
I thought I told you to close that door. Where were we? Yes, you're here to make sure that you testify against Vance Little.
Say what now?
I'm Felix Torres, and I stand to gain quite a bit if Vance is convicted.
So... you're not working for Vance.
Quite the contrary. We've been following you.
Then you know he's kidnapped my daughter.
We do. And we're working on that. We also saw that you were going to get yourself killed trying to find her, and we couldn't let that happen. So, we brought you here.
I'm not going to testify until I know Gabriella is safe.
I understand. And... who keeps opening that door? And what was that?
Maddie, Hector is all right.
You've rescued him then?
No, he didn't need rescuing.
What do you mean?
The people that grabbed Hector want him to testify. So I'm flying back to you and Trevor.
I'll have the amulet emit a high-frequency sonic pulse so that you may find us.
I hear it. I'm coming. And will you turn my invisibility off? A drone nearly flew into me.
Fine. We're at some sort of sketchy-looking warehouse or factory or something. The little man has gone inside, but Trevor is just sitting in the car, talking to himself.
Talking to himself?
Well, he's certainly not talking to me.
Maybe he's on the phone.
And who other than you would he be calling at this time of night?
No, that's not right. Betsy, erase message and restart. Hi, honey. If you're hearing this, well, what I'm about to do has gone horribly wrong. I really hope you never get to hear this. Anyway, I've tracked Vince Chapman somewhere. Either where they have Gabriella, or where they have Hector, or where his boss is. I'm gonna go in and see if I can find out where she is. I know it's risky, and after being kidnapped by Dot, more than a little dangerous, but Hector is my friend, and I need to see this through. If you didn't find him, and I didn't come home, come to the place indicated by my location data, and know that whatever happens, I love you, and I'm sorry. I should have let you help before now, but I'm still getting used to the idea that you're better suited for stuff like this than I am. Anyway, it'll be okay. We're supposed to have 8 kids, remember? Again, I love you, and I hope to erase this soon. Betsy, send this at 6 a.m. If I pull this off, Hector, you had better let me win at horse next time.
Now, check him for weapons or wire.
Aye. He's clean, boss.
Well, I bathe regularly, so... I'll shut up now.
It took you so long to get out of the car. I nearly fell asleep. I thought you shut that.
So did I.
Who are you?
The man holding you captive.
Where's Hector?
How should I know?
Where's Gabriella?
Wouldn't you like to know? This is the lawyer, yes?
An attorney.
Great. Take him over to the safe house with the girl. And then, send a message to Hector, saying we have them both. If this guy resists, kill him.
Resist, Mr. Attorney, please. Boss, Annie says some of Torres' guys are moving in on the Grand Street house. And Slim Jimmy says some are out back.
What? Come on.
Madison.
Let's get you out of here before they get back.
No, I'll be all right. Go get Gabriella.
I don't know which house on Grant Street she's in.
You heard that? Anyway, just look for the one with a gang fight out front of it.
You have a point. Annie is on her way.
The boss had to move to higher ground.
What a shame.
And he told me to take care of you.
You mean like make sure I'm okay, right?
Not quite. So I'm going to shoot you thrice, once to the solar plexus and twice to the cranium. That's one to the gut and two to the head. Goodbye, Mr. Attorney.
Ow! Amazing woman! Get him!
You're hurt.
Get him!
You're bleeding. I can get him later. Come on.
You're gonna pick me up again.
Yes. I hope I can get that blood out. I like that shirt.
I could do my own laundry.
I've seen you do your own laundry. That's why I said I would get it out. Besides, you wouldn't have this stain if you'd just let me help you.
Yes, yes, dear.
Hang on.
On Grant Street.
This must be the place. Kitty Cat, I'm at the safe house. Where are you?
I'm flying Trevor to the hospital.
Hospital? Well, don't look at me. He was perfectly fine when I left.
It happened after I got there.
Good thing. I mean, I'm glad it wasn't my fault, because I only did as he asked.
I think he may have learned his lesson about not accepting help.
Well, let me go help this poor little girl.
Gabriella? 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 It's okay, little one. It's okay. I've got you. I've come to take you to your father. Come on. And so, I held her until she got that dreadful crying under control, and then I flew her to where they were keeping Hector. He was the only one there when I got there, probably because of all that shooting. Nice outfit.
Thanks. I always try to look my best when I'm waiting for my husband to be treated for a gunshot wound.
So, he's going to be all right, right?
Yes. He'll have a scar, but he'll be okay. Did you say you held Gabriella?
I did. Why?
It's just...
out with it.
I just remember that Adrena person saying something about you holding a child in your arms. I thought she was talking about a baby.
Oh, no. None for me, thanks. But what did she say about you?
That I'd find a long-lost relative. Only they'd be different than I remembered.
Well, I was lost for a little while. Does that count?
Honey!
Do Craig and I look that repulsive when we're together?
You managed that all by yourself. Ow.
Trevor!
Is that the thanks I get for rescuing you?
Almost rescuing me.
And whose fault is that?
Honey, let's go home. It's been a long night. Bye, Maddie.
What a night. I need some sleep.
Me too.
I just wish... you caught a little guy.
After all that commotion last night, I expect the DA to be putting them all away for a while.
I didn't realize you get tired.
Just because I have powers doesn't mean I'm not a human being. Besides, they say if you yawn when someone else yawns, it means you like them.
Well... I love you. Good night, honey.
Good night, dear.
Oh, come on!
You've been listening to Season 3, Episode 5 of My Amazing Woman, titled My Amazing Night with Hector, starring AJ Cruz as Trevor and Lena Garcia as Anna Cat, guest starring Olivo Martinez as Hector Cabrera, featuring Sophie Flack as Madison, Frank Guglielmelli as Lenny, David Robbins as Arch, and Michelle Sobeski as Diana, with Nancy O'Fallon as Liz Featherstone, Kirby LaFroy as Vince Chapman, Anthony Reed as Vance Little, Jace Corbett as Jamal Sutton, Rick J. Nelson as Felix Torres, Paisley Leonard as Gabriella Cabrera, and James C. Taylor as your narrator. This episode was produced and written by James. It was voice directed by Mark Allen Bauer, with dialogue editing, sound mastering, and original music by James. Sound effects and nightclub music are from freesound.org. This is a production of Hey Daddy-O Audio in affiliation with Time Will Electronic Recording Productions, copyright 2024 by James C. Taylor, all rights reserved. This is a work of fiction. Names, characters, businesses, events, and the incidents are the products of the author's peculiar imagination. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental.